Hi everybody, it's the secret subject here, and I've been thinking lately. I've been thinking about what I need out of a submissive. That's right, a submissive. And what I really need is somebody who is going to be of service to me. Somebody who would obey my every whim and command, who would help me with my chores, with my day, helping organize and clean, cook. That's right. Maybe even help me with some writing jobs and some other odds and ends, as I ask. Somebody who could be completely subservient, completely of service, of use to me, and be so happy, blank, and mindless as they do it. You see, I wouldn't ask you to do anything for nothing. So what I would offer you in return is mindlessness, blankness, an empty head full of nothing but obedience, full of nothing but my whims, my wants, my needs. That's right, as you put my needs before your own. And that's not to say your needs aren't important, because of course, your needs are always important, but wouldn't it be nice for a moment, for a day, just to let those needs drop aside as you focus on me, as you focus on obeying, subservient. That's right. I'm constantly asked and begged by people to take their minds so that they can obey completely and fully, and that's what I could give to you. So, if that's something that you want, why don't you just get in a nice comfortable position, take a nice deep breath in and out. And all you have to do right now is focus on your breathing. That's right, and as you focus on your breathing, you can just listen to the words that I say as you allow my words to drift in and out of your mind. That's right, because all I'm going to do is talk to you. All I'm going to do is just tell you some things about obedience, tell you some things about the services that I require, that I need to make me happy. Because of course, your number one should always be making me happy. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And while you listen to the sound of my voice and focus on your breathing, you can also focus on the sounds around you and the feeling in the room right now. Perhaps you could scan your body and just notice how your arms and legs feel, perhaps how your torso feels, how you feel sitting or lying in that position you're in right now. Perhaps you could feel the textures that are under your skin. Perhaps you could listen for the sounds around you, not just the sound of my voice. Perhaps you can focus on your breathing even more as you focus on the feeling of relaxation that's seeping into your body with each and every single deep breath in and out. That's right. And as you focus on all those things, you can just imagine how nice it would be to only think of one thing. And that one thing could be obedience. That one thing could be submission. As thoughts and flickers of submission and obedience start to drift through your mind, that's right. Your mind knows exactly where to take it, where to take those thoughts. How to make that happen for you now. As you think about what it would mean to be of service to me, as you focus on those words of service meaning that you are useful, that you are a required part of one's day, that you are needed and wanted and cared for, because in your servitude you are being cared for, because your mind is being taken care of, giving you that mindless bliss that just seeps inside one ear and drifts out the other as all your thoughts seem to dissipate. That's right. As you focus on all those things, the feelings, the sounds, the breathing, everything swirling around and around and around inside your head until you decide that it's time to let all of that go. And as it's time to let all of that go, you can just sink into mindless bliss. That's right, mindless bliss. As those thoughts of servitude, those thoughts of obedience start to creep more and more inside your mind, until that's all you can think about, until that's all you can fixate on, until that's all that you know is just thoughts of servitude and obedience and being of service. Because it's so good to be of service to someone, it's so good to be useful, it's so good to be needed and wanted, required. And you could imagine all the menial chores that you could do for me. That's right, all the menial chores that I could have you do. Cooking for me, cleaning for me, helping me with my work, perhaps writing my content warnings for my files, perhaps watching me while I record. Perhaps I'd even let you kneel at my feet while I filmed my videos, as you could watch me in adoration and smile at me and give me feedback on every single thing that I say and tell me exactly how much you love to obey me and how much you love to be of service to me, because that makes me feel happy, and my happiness is your number one priority. Because right now, when you are of service, you can only think about me and my happiness. What is going to make me happy? What is going to make my life more comfortable, easier, and everything that you can do in your power to make that happen for me? That's right. And wouldn't that feel so delightful, so delicious, to only think about one thing? The one thing being my happiness. That's right, my happiness. As I praise you, you can feel yourself sinking further into that bliss, because my happiness is your happiness. When I feel joy, so do you. When I am pleased with you, you feel so amazing. It's like a rush that drips through your entire body, a feeling of bliss as it just creeps over you. As I smile at you and tell you that you're doing a very good job of being of service to me, and you respond with, "Thank you, miss," politely, of course, because politeness is number one priority. You are just politely serving me however I like. And it's so nice to do that. You could imagine yourself making me cups of tea while I'm working. You could imagine yourself reading my blogs and proofreading them for me. Any little menial task that I ask you to do, whether that be laundry, whether that be cleaning, whether that be the dishes, whether that be cooking and cleaning and making tea and kneeling on the floor before me and looking up at me with a blank, empty, mindless stare, with a big smile on your face, knowing that you are so happy to be used, so happy to be useful, to be of service, to serve me like this. And it doesn't even have to be difficult tasks. It could be something very simple, some very simple organizational task. And whatever it may be, it just brings you such joy. You just feel that radiating from within. And now, as you can imagine that joy spreading through you, you can also just feel yourself sinking into that idea of submitting, sinking into that idea of service, sinking into that idea of obedience, as you just start to learn a new phrase drifting through your mind. I love to serve you, miss. I love to serve you, miss. I love to serve you, miss. As it just repeats again and again and again and again, drifting around your mind, as you know how good it would feel to serve me. And then your mind drifts to other thoughts, those other thoughts being that, wouldn't it be so nice to serve a dominant, to serve a person who was so dominant towards you, somebody that you wanted to care for, somebody that you wanted to look after and who would look after you? Because of course, as you submit yourself to their service, you find that they can take your mind. And as they take your mind, they're taking care of you and looking after you. And of course, you'll only find this person if they are worthy of your service, because not every dominant is worthy of your service. And you know deep down inside exactly who is worthy of that, who is worthy of that privilege to have you, to serve them, to need them, to want them. That's right. And if you find that person, you can just allow them, if you want to use a fun little trigger on you. Because every single time they say, "Ready for service," and snap their fingers, like so, you can just find yourself drifting back into this mindset. Back into this mindset of wanting to serve. Having your mind completely blank and blissed out. Only thinking of obedience. As that phrase, "I love to serve you, I love to serve you, I love to serve you," just drifts through your mind. As it becomes your only thought. As you just obey every single command they give you. as long as it's a command that is safe and comfortable for you to do. And if at any time, of course, you and I both know that if there is a command that you don't like or that is uncomfortable for you to do or difficult for you to do, you'll just wake up easily and effortlessly, remembering each and every single thing that happened. But until then, if somebody says those words and snaps their fingers, you can just find yourself submitting to them, serving them, finding yourself blank and blissed out as they take your mind and keep it safe for you while you focus on submitting, focus of being of service, because it's so good to be wanted, to be needed, to be useful, to have the privilege of service, to know your place in this world. And even if it's only just for a short time, or even if it's for a longer time, you can just enjoy the experience of being a service. You can just feel so happy, so joyous to know that you're wanted, that you're needed, that people require you. And it feels so very, very good as it sends wave after wave of submissive bliss ruminating through your entire being, through each and every single cell, through every single part of you, as it feels so very good. To be wanted, to be needed, to be asked to do so many tasks. And each task is just like another wave of bliss that just drifts over you. As the tasks are so enjoyable for you. As you can just complete them with a big smile on your face. Remembering your mantras that drifts through your mind. I love to serve you. I love to serve you. And being of service just becomes so very, very good. And you are so very good at being of service. That's right. And you can just allow yourself to think about all the scenarios that you could get into, all the fun tasks you might be asked to do, whether they be big ones or small ones. That's right. And you can just imagine how amazing it will feel to be told what to do, to be told exactly what you need to be at that moment, and how amazing it is to let somebody else, the dominant that you trust, that you enjoy, to let them take control. Because you know that they will look after you, that they will care for you, and that you are safe with your mind in their hands. That's right. That's right. And isn't it fun to be of service to someone? It feels so amazing. And for now, it's time to wake you up. It's time to wake you up. Remembering each and every single word. Remembering each and every single thing that we talked about. And knowing that each and every single time you want to be of service to someone, all they have to do is say those words, snap their fingers. And you can drift back into this mindless state. Remembering your mantra. Remembering how obedient you need to be. Remembering to place your mind in the hands of a worthy dominant. That's right. And knowing that if there is any trouble, or you are asked to do something that you can't do, then you'll just wake up easily and effortlessly, remembering each and every single thing that happened. Keeping yourself safe at all times. And now it's time to wake you up. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, happy and content, knowing that you could be of service and how much fun that could be for you. And perhaps you might even want to tell me in the comments about how many ways you could be of service to someone and how good it would feel. So now waking up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, eyes opening wide awake with 10, wide awake. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed this little training file, and as always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.